Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Hope everybody's having a great day. Hope everybody's having a good week so far. I appreciate everybody coming on and joining. Been a pretty hectic week for me, but exciting. Got a couple of things that I really wanted to go over today, mostly because I think this is something that we all deal with from time to time. It's something that we don't always know what to attribute things to. And so a lot of the things that we do out of habit. We do because that's somebody told us we should do it, but we don't ever really know sometimes the definition of why we do certain things. And I know that for me, you know, having been overweight from, you know, I would say a good part of my life, and just dealing with fluctuations in weight and understanding what your body's telling you and the things that we need to do. And I know one thing we all do is we all have cravings. And I don't care what it is. I mean, it could be any time of night, any time of day. We crave different foods. We crave different drinks. It's always something that we got going on that we feel like, man, I got a taste for this, or I got a taste for that. And some things we know are bad for us, but we don't really understand why we crave those things. And for me, in health and getting healthier, I was like, you know, my thing was Whoppers. Like, man, back in the day, I go to Burger King, and you get past Burger King, you smell that Whopper cooking, you smell that burger cooking, man, I would make a U-turn in the middle of the street and turn around and get me a Whopper. Like, that was my thing, a Whopper with cheese, and don't let them be 2 for $6 or whatever, because I would get both of them, and I would enjoy them. And, you know, my craving for that period of time was fed. And then my other thing was Snickers bars. Like, I buy sometimes two to three Snickers bars at one time. Not because I was going to eat all three of them, but just because when that craving hit, I wanted to have something close. And I was such a connoisseur on Snickers bars that I realized that the fun size Snickers bars, the little ones, taste way better than size ones. And then the king size ones taste worse than all three of them. So, man, like, I would go get me a bag of fun-size Snickers bars and just enjoy them, like, savor every minute of it. Like, it was my last meal. And those type of cravings, man, that comfort food is amazing. Like, when you eat that stuff, you're like, wow, it's so good. Like, you close your eyes and eat it. Some people crave ice cream. Like, ice cream is one of them things, like, you can eat ice cream at any time. But some people have, like, a serious craving for, like, ice cream. And then just sweets alone. And then some people, you know, have that craving for coffee and sodas and sugar and different things. And so, like, when we in the midst of trying to figure out, like, in the midst of all of that and me getting healthier, I'm like, you know, I still got some of these cravings and I still deal with some of those things. And so I'm like, you know, it's got to be a better way. It's got to be something that I'm doing, I'm not doing, because I keep having these cravings. And about maybe 4 years ago, 3 to 4 years ago, I got a book. And, you know, when you really want to study and understand the body, most of us go to the doctor. You know, that's a medical doctor. But our body's really run by, like, biochemistry. Our body is a chemistry made up of different things. And so that book was one of the books that I started studying. And then, you know, this workbook, Diseases of the Human Body, was another one that I started studying. And the reason why, because that book, Diseases of the Human Body, really gave me some insight as to how a lot of these foods and different things react in our body and how disease states are manifested, so to speak, and what the body's going through when it's trying to feed itself. Like people say, if you might understand, if you have cancer, and they say stay away from sugar because sugar feeds the cancer. That's kind of the stuff that you learn in the Diseases of the Human Body book, and of how like certain things we crave and the reasons why we crave them, and where our body is, where our bodies are going as we continue to feed that craving with the wrong stuff. And the biochemistry book is really just a breakdown of like almost an owner's manual about how the body is made and what happens when you get these chemical charges and different things that's going through the body that triggers certain nerves, that triggers certain things, and it creates a chemistry within the body. So those particular things, Kelly says she craved chalk. That those particular, I'm gonna try to speak on that. That those particular things are, it's amazing because the funny thing about it is, the Food and Drug Administration, better known as the FDA, that's all they do. Like they research what foods, if we create this particular food, if we put these particular ingredients in it, what is that going to do to the body? And in turn, from that, what pill, and that glare is serious. Nothing to do about it. What pill can we create based off of those particular foods and particular things that we're putting in the body? And so in the 80s, 70s, 80s, was really when, late 70s, early 80s, was when the junk food industry took hold. Going to the store and getting junk food was like a big deal. Like they used to take potatoes and make potato chips. They used to take potatoes and make French fries. You know, a lot of the foods, popcorn, they used to get the corn, pop it, make popcorn and season it, you know. And so Cracker Jacks, like that stuff was real. You didn't find caramel color and red dye number 49 and yellow dye 86, whatever it is, you didn't see all of those things in food back then, especially in junk food. Like junk food back then was almost okay. You know, they had gummies that's fat-free. They didn't have the dyes in them because they used real natural fruit colors. And as we evolved in time, when you read the back of a lot of these labels, it's paragraphs of stuff that we don't understand, and there's certain words in food that we don't understand. And they got so many different names for sugar. It's amazing. I was looking for, and when I find it, I'll post it. But I was looking for it. I have a chart that has all the different names for sugar. And so when you get something and you look at it, it may have three different sugars in there. You might only know one, but it might be two or three different sugars in there. And they're all going to react to the body a little bit different. And so when you do that, it changes and it targets the pancreas in different ways. Because, you know, your pancreas is responsible for your insulin. And your insulin is what kind of regulates. You talk about diabetes, you talk about your sugar intake, glucose. That insulin sometimes will give you energy. Sometimes it will crash and make you feel tired. And so that's kind of a lot of the things, like when they say, okay, well, we understand that people are going to feel tired. Because, one, people are sluggish. Sleep deprivation is a big thing. A lot of us, we just don't get enough sleep. We're not taking any nutrition. So they know people are going to be tired. So they say, okay, let's put these different types of sugars in there. One, we can target the pancreas differently. Two, we can wake a person up for a few minutes with the sugar. Then we can have them crash and they get sleepy again. And that's when your blood sugar spikes. And then you come back and say, oh, I need more sugar. Or I need to drink a soda this time. Or I need to do something different. I need some caffeine. And so you're attacking your body different ways just to give yourself some energy, just like when you're hungry or you have cravings. And you may crave a certain food, and that food might not be available. Just say it's late at night and you crave ice cream from Cold Stone. Cold Stone is closed. So you end up going to the store and you end up getting Edie's ice cream, but it's something about the Edie's ice cream that doesn't give you the same effect as what that Cold Stone did. So So you still have that particular craving because your body's looking for certain things. And when you crave certain foods, all it is a deficiency of nutrients. But how do you know what nutrients you're deficient in? And that's why one of the things that we do is we make sure that you get all 90 essential nutrients. You take all 90 essential nutrients every day. And when you take all 90 essential nutrients, you don't have to worry about which ones you don't have because you have all the ones you need. And if you want to know what makes up those 90 essential nutrients, it's 60 minerals, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, and 3 essential fatty acids. And when I say essential, that simply means that your body does not make them. So most of these nutrients are essential. You don't make minerals. Minerals come from the soil. And a lot of our soils are depleted of minerals. So since our soils are depleted of minerals, we get very little minerals in our food. And notice we need 2/3 more minerals than we need vitamins. 60 minerals is only 16 vitamins. And then 12 essential amino acids and 3 essential fatty acids. And so when you get that every single day, your body is not going to be asking you for certain things. When, for instance, you crave fried food, you got to have your fried chicken, you got to have your fish, you got to have those French fries, or whatever it is that you need to have, whatever that vice is for you that makes you crave that particular fried food, that's a deficiency in your omega-3, 6s, and 9s. The omega-3, 6s, and 9s, as we all know, those are your good fats. Those are your essential fatty acids. And so you have to have all three. Most people, you know, if you take a fish oil, they say, well, you're getting your omega-3s. You might eat something else, or you might take something else, and you get omega-6s. But we don't really get a balance. And that's the thing about the body, or just about life. It's a balance. You need a good ratio of omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. And so for me and for you, if you're craving fried foods and you want to get off fried foods, things you need to do is find a good essential fatty acid that has all three in the capsule. And that's one of the things that I take is my omega-3, 6s, and 9s at the proper ratio. So I don't have to think, okay, did I get enough omega-3s today? Did I eat enough fish? Did I eat enough eggs? No. What I do is I take that as a supplement because I can't wonder if I'm going to eat that day. And if I eat that day, what it is that I need to eat to make sure that I get all three. And so you need that borage oil, that flaxseed oil, and that fish oil. Those are the three different things that normally make up the omega-3, 6s, and 9s in what I take in the sense of my essential fatty acids. And so if you're looking for one, you can always hit me up and I can lead you in the right direction. You can always go to, you know, Whole Foods and places like that. But when you go, make sure you ask for one that has all three. You can buy omega-3s, you can buy omega-6s, you can buy omega-9s, you can buy three different bottles of them, but that's just kind of expensive. And really, depending on the quality of it and the type of capsule it is, can you really absorb it? Like, I can get off on that. The capsule needs to be a vegetable glycerin capsule. It needs to be something that's going to break down, not a plastic capsule. So it's a lot of things that go into quality of particular supplements you take because you can take those supplements and they never even break down in your body. If you got digestive issues, they may not break down like they need to. But fried foods and those type of things are at your body saying, hey, I need some omega-3, 6s, and 9s. So that's one thing that you need to look at, all right? If you crave sweets, when you crave sweets, of course, most of us know, all right, I crave sugar. Why do I crave sugar? Well, because I'm tired or because I like it. Sugar is an amazing thing in how it reacts in the body. When you're craving sugar, you have a blood sugar imbalance, which simply means that the amount of sugar that you should have in your body compared to what you actually have in your body, one is not balanced. And your body regulates its own sugar. You have receptors. They're called cell receptors. They open and close like a garage door, if you will. And of course, when we talked about your pancreas making insulin, it makes insulin, And these cell receptors, they open and close to take in the insulin. Well, you'll get to a point where those cell receptors stay shut. And this is what happens when you get a breakdown and in the nutrients that your body's looking for. And so that cell receptor stays shut, and as that insulin tries to go in, it can't because the cell receptor's closed. And so your body is shutting off what's supposed to be going in, and so your body starts to starve itself because it's not getting the proper insulin in. And then you start to have symptoms. One is, like, a lot of time you'll add insulin, you'll add sugar, and it'll end up forcing itself into the cell, which damages the cell. Or you get things like prediabetes or type 2 diabetes, and the first thing the doctor does is put you on insulin, which is absolutely the wrong thing to do because your body's making insulin just fine. It's just not that cell receptor is not opening and closing to take in the insulin. So when we look at that, why is that cell receptor not opening and closing? Well, the body's deficient of chromium and vanadium, and then there's 23 other cofactors to go along with that. So don't just think, oh, I'm going to go to the store and just buy some chromium and vanadium. It's not going to work. You need the cofactors to go along with that. Like we talked about the omega-3, 6s, and 9s, you need all three at the proper ratios. Just like chromium and vanadium, you need that and the other cofactors to go along with that so that that cell receptor can open and close. When your garage door don't open and close, you check to make sure the power go out, didn't go out. You make sure that you lubricate the door. You know, it's more than one thing that you have to do or try to make sure that you get those that garage door to open and close. Same thing with the cell receptors. You need them to open and close to function properly. So when you go and you look and say, all right, well, I'm dealing with, you know, diabetes. I'm dealing with narcolepsy. I'm dealing with ADHD. I'm dealing with anxiety, depression. A lot of those, all of those things come from bedwetting, especially in children, come from a blood sugar imbalance. So now, instead of going after sugar or craving sugar, you say, man, my body's asking me for chromium, vanadium, and these other 23 cofactors. So when you go to somewhere, like I said, you can always get in touch with me and I can point you in the right direction. Or, you know, you can go to, you know, Whole Foods or somewhere like that and ask. But you have to ask the right way, because that's the problem with a lot of times when we take supplements and vitamins. We'll go and we think we know what we're supposed to get, or we get one thing. And you get that one thing, and that one thing don't work by itself. And so that's why it's important that you get all the things that you need together so that you can make sure that, one, you're putting the right thing into your body, but two, you also have to make sure that it's set up so your body can absorb it and uptake. When you crave ice cream, you crave milk, chalk, a lot of those things are calcium deficient. And so you have calcium. And when I say calcium, you can't just go get calcium by itself. Calcium, vitamin D3, magnesium, glucosamine, chondroitin, and strontium. That's the secret sauce of what calcium is made up of and how to get it into your body so it uptakes properly. So when you look at, when you crave certain things like that, and if you have low back pain, if you have joint pain, if you get headaches, if you have joint issues, those particular things are calcium deficiencies. Migraine headache, that's part of a magnesium deficiency. And so when you have these particular things together, you can have all of those particular issues. You could have the cravings to go along with it. And so when you have those particular cravings, your body is going to say, this is what I need. And because we don't know to say, all right, I need all of these particular things from a nutrient perspective, then we go eat the ice cream. And then that turns into a blood sugar imbalance because we eat the ice cream, and then now our blood sugar spikes. Or we have, and then we can't get rid of the headache. So they say, oh, we need to eat. So we eat, and depending on what it is you crave, you eat that, you may get a little bit of relief from the headache, or it may get worse. And so when we look at those particular things, you're looking at it from calcium, magnesium, glucosamine, chondroitin, strontium, those things, vitamin D3, those things are what we are craving or what our body's asking for when we have those particular cravings. Where, and I call them calcium cravings, where most stuff that you're going to go and get, your body's asking or trying to find calcium. You know, can you eat vegetables? Sure. You can get calcium from broccoli. But how much? Because, again, when you take nutrients, nutrients have to be taken based on body weight. And that's something that I don't want to leave out. When you are going to find out about these vitamins or these supplements or whatever it is that you need, when you take them based on body weight. So if you're going to find that bottle of omega-3, 6s, and 9s, or you're going to find that chromium, vanadium, and the other cofactors, when you get those, you need to ask the people, how much is this bottle, how much do I dose this bottle for? Because for us, we know a bottle of essential fatty acids is for 100 to 150 pounds of body weight. We know that. So we take that according to our body weight, because you're only going to get enough nutrients if you're taking it based on body weight. You ever read the back of a label of medicine or even prescription drugs or even vitamins, and it'll say, for if you're 12 to an adult, take 2. But there are some people who are 600 pounds, they're an adult. There are some 12-year-olds who are 200 pounds, and there are some 90-year-olds that are 90 pounds. We all can't take the same amount. It's just not. It just don't make sense. And so, is that things that, you know, you have to really pay attention to when you're getting nutrients? Broccoli is not the only vegetable you can eat. There's a lot of vegetables, your green vegetables, that collard greens. You get a lot of vitamin. You can get vitamin, calcium, cauliflower. But like I say, again, when we look at vegetables, are we getting all the nutrients from those vegetables? Because we got to realize vegetables that we get from the grocery store aren't necessarily grown in soil that has all the nutrients they need. And so that's the one thing about eating that, for me, I take my nutrition and I supplement with food. That's just me, because I can't be sure that the things that I'm eating have all the nutrients in it. It's not back in the day, unless you grow your own food, which a lot of us don't. And then the other big thing, too, is this question of, well, what if I get organic or non-organic? Well, organic doesn't mean that the food has more nutrients in it. It just means that it was grown in a cleaner state, besides herbicides, fungicides, and those particular things. So it doesn't mean that it has more nutrients. It just means that it's cleaner. And that's not going to help you either way. It's good to have clean food, don't get me wrong. So if you have a choice to buy in between organic and non-organic, then, of course, you want to buy the organic. But don't have in your mind that, oh, because I bought organic, I'm getting more nutrients. I'm not. You're not. You're getting a cleaner food, which is a good end result. But it's just that based on most of us, we can't eat enough fruits and vegetables to get the nutrients we need. So, sure, try, but just understand that a lot of things persist. So when people tell me they eat well, that's pretty good. You should. But are you getting enough? And that's really the question at the end of the day. Am I getting enough? Am I getting everything that I need to get the nutrients that I need? And if you're still having those cravings, then maybe what you're eating, you're not getting enough of, which may mean you need to move to a supplement if you truly want to get rid of those particular cravings. Now, the last bit I want to talk about when I talk about cravings are women, pregnant women. And that's why if you know anybody, and besides biblically or, you know, traditionally religion, when they tell you you should plan to have a family or plan to have children, I really realize the other reason why you should plan to have children is because if you're a mother and even a father, you want to be making sure, you want to make sure that you are on a good nutrient regimen. prenatal vitamins aren't often enough. I know that for a fact because my son was born with three fingers on his left hand. His mother took the prenatal vitamins. She drank a water. We did all of that. This was before I had the knowledge that I have now, which is part of the reason why I study and try to learn as much as I can, because I don't want this to happen to anybody else. But those nutrients that the mother needs, her body needs to be set up about 6 months before she even starts to try to start having children. And so you want to be on a good nutrient regimen, making sure she's getting all the nutrients she needs, drinking water, so her body can be set up. Because what happens is that when you have a child and you have a baby in your stomach as a mother, your body's asking you over and over again for a lot of different nutrients. Why? Because you have this growing child that is sucking all the nutrition out of you. And whatever you don't have, that child is not going to get. Hence why we have birth defects. Birth defects are nutritional deficiencies within the mother. The medical system will tell you, oh, we don't know why, we don't know how, we don't understand it, maybe it's hereditary. These are nutritional deficiencies that the mother has. They've been doing it in the animal industry for thousands of years, and it works just the same in the human industry, based on science and research. That if the mother has all the nutrients that her body needs, and she's going to get and be able to give to that child. Now, here's the other issue. A mother that's pregnant will find out she's pregnant. Most of the time when you find out you're pregnant, you might have missed a cycle. So that's about 4 weeks in. Do you know that Down syndrome happens within the first 2 weeks? Do you know that certain types of retardation happen within the first couple of days? So if those nutrients aren't in place, then you can't, it's hard to make up. You can't go back. And so that's why they say plan for it. Make sure you're on a good regimen about 6 months prior to you getting pregnant, because then you're going to be in a place where those nutrients aren't there. So this is another thing. If the nutrients are there, you have to make sure you keep them up. I remember the first time Dr. Wallach, when I had a chance to talk to him about my son and why he was going that way and his issues, and he said, you know, you said that they were taking prenatal vitamins. You don't know if you were getting on, you don't know if you had all 90 essential nutrients, but you were taking the prenatal vitamin. So even if you're taking a prenatal vitamin and it was a good one, all things being equal, how much weight was the mother before she got pregnant or right around the time she got pregnant? You know, and for, I'm saying, you know, 165. And then he said, okay, well, how much did she weigh around the time that the child was born? And I'm saying, you know, 185, 190. And so he said, okay, so if she took two vitamins at 165, was she taking the same two vitamins at 190-something? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, wouldn't you think you need more? And that made so much sense to me, but nobody ever explained it to me that way. Your OBGYN is not going to explain it to you that way. And your pediatric doctor is not going to explain it to you that way. So those particular things are why when you look at mothers, they have these crazy cravings because their bodies are so nutrient deficient and they're feeding it to the child and the child is sucking everything out of it that they get strange cravings. Because the things that it takes to make a baby is all 90 essential nutrients. And so you might have a copper deficiency, and you might realize you start getting gray hair, or you might realize you start having hemorrhoids, or you start having these varicose veins pop up, and you're like, man, I never had these before. Why am I having these? Well, you have a copper deficiency. And that baby needs copper for its own hair, for its hair and veins and all of that stuff. And so you find that a lot of time when these mothers are pregnant, they have these crazy cravings, we don't look at it as a nutrient problem. We look at it as, oh, you're just pregnant, you're having cravings, but it's something more to that. And we want our kids to be born healthy. We want them to be born in such a way where they can start life without being in a deficit. But when we don't do the right things because we don't know, then we have these particular issues. So our cravings tell us a lot of things. And so all I want to say in closing is if you're craving things and It's foods, it's things that are not good for you. You can call me, you can go to the store, you can, I mean, with the advent of the internet, you can pretty much find out anything. Now, craving certain things that you know are not good for you, and you can't really help it, like you mentally can't help it. Like you start to, like when you can't have caffeine or you can't have sugar, your body goes through changes or withdrawals. And if you're having those, then we really need to sit down and figure out what you're deficient in. And it's really not figuring it out. We're just going to make sure you get all 90 essential nutrients. So it's one less thing. You don't have to worry about it. But find out what it is that you're missing. So that way you can get the nutrients in the body that you need. And for me, one of the things in planting a garden is that I can add nutrients and minerals to my soil to make sure they do get in the food. And that's when I say growing is extremely important, controlling your food, controlling what you eat and how you eat it, and controlling what you grow and how you grow it. If you can control that, that's pretty good as well, because you can add minerals to the soil. You can add things to your raised garden, which is what I've done in a lot of the foods that I've grown. So, you know, there is a way, but cravings aren't just because you want certain foods. They really mean something, and you need to really take a look at it and attack it from a nutrient aspect to overcome those cravings. And if you know somebody who's pregnant or, you know, getting ready to start a family, make sure you share this video. Make sure you say, look, make sure you get all your nutrients. Make sure you get all 90 essential nutrients. Well, how do I get it? How do I find out? Send them this video. They can call me. Phone number is 919-599-0916. You can inbox me. I mean, anything that we can do, but these cravings are serious, and as we continue to move down the line of health in America, it's just getting worse and worse. You know, we had Paul Allen just die. He was the owner of the Seahawks and the Portland Trailblazers. Billionaire. You had Steve Jobs, billionaire, died of pancreatic cancer. He was a vegan. He didn't take supplements, but he was a vegan. He had more money than most, a whole lot of us put together. So when we talk about health and nutrition, it doesn't have anything to do with money, because it's not as expensive as it is, as you think it is, to be healthy. It's really not. And they got all the money. And they don't make it to 60, 70 years old. We got bums who's 70, 80 years old living under a bridge right now. But when you go to the medical system, you're going to get all the same treatment. And so what I'm saying is just take your health into your own hands and understand that things that you need to do for yourself, things you need to do for your health, are it's an inside-out game. Like, nobody can take care of your temple better than you can. And if you don't know, you ask questions. But don't just take these cravings as just something that I'm going to have. It's a good chance to have some comfort food so I can feel better. Make sure you look into it. If your kids are having them, make sure you look into it. If your kid's not eating certain things or have to have certain things all the time, make sure you look into it. Because they, even them, they can take nutrients. They can have nutrients based on body weight. My son and I take the same nutrition. If I'm drinking something, he can drink it. It's just we take it differently based on our body weight. So I hope that was valuable to some people. I hope that helped. And like I said, if you have any questions, you can always inbox me. You can email me. You can call me. My phone number is 919-599-0916. I'd be more than glad to talk to you, talk with you, come to your church, wherever it is that we need to have this conversation. We need to have it. And, you know, it's too many, like John said, you're right, it's too many families suffering and too many people dying at young ages of things that are preventable. But not only that, it's just because we don't want to be proactive enough. And that was well put, John. We got to be more proactive in what we do with our health and how we see things. Because when you're reactionary, you might get some help, you might get some relief, but it's a more of an uphill battle. So let's focus on being proactive so we're not losing people, because we're losing them at a younger, we're losing them younger and younger. So with that being said, next week, have another great topic. I appreciate everybody stopping through. If you could just share this video, that's all I ask. You never know what you might say or do today that'll help millions of people tomorrow. That's a great word from my mentor. And I do this every day, show up, try to show up every Tuesday in dedication of my mother, who told me my passion to never let this happen to anybody else, and my good friend John Bryan, who was my mentor and my partner for a long time. And he made it 78 and got taken out. So this is not about me anymore, and this is about my son's legacy and making sure that he knows what he needs to know and having everything he needs to have so that he can fight in this world long after I'm gone and he can train up his family and children and generations to come. So when you think about things from a holistic standpoint, build a legacy. If you don't want to do it for yourself, figure out somebody else to do it for because they need it. So that being said, good day, good night, and I love you all, and we'll talk again next week.